With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump says he's entitled to personal attacks against Kamala Harris.
As far as the personal attacks, I'm very angry at her because of what she's done to the country. I'm very angry at her that she'd weaponized the justice system against me and other people. Very angry at her. I think I'm entitled to personal attacks. I don't have a lot of respect for her. I don't have a lot of respect for her intelligence. And I think she'll be a terrible president.
Former president says that Harris attacks him all the time.
And whether the personal attacks are good, bad, I mean, she certainly attacks me personally. She actually called me weird. He's weird.
Also at SRNnews.com, 37-year-old Peytong Tarn Shinawatra has been sworn in as the youngest prime minister ever in Thailand.
She comes across as quite natural and young and excited by the job. And I think a lot of Thais will like that. But the Shinawat family are controversial. There are many conservative Thais who don't trust her father, Thaksin Shinawat. That is the reason, almost certainly, why the court ruled against his previous nominee, former Prime Minister Setta. For somebody who's inexperienced like Peytong Tarn, she's got a tough job to do. She's got to watch out for the courts moving against her. She has to hold together a very uneasy coalition, including a lot of conservative parties that still don't like her father. And she has the promise that her party's given to revive an economy in Thailand, which has been stuck with low growth for many, many years now.
BBC correspondent Jonathan Head reporting today from Bangkok. United States continues to prepare for a possible Iranian attack against the Israelis. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says officials are working very hard diplomatically to prevent an attack. He says Tehran could attack soon with little to zero warning. This is SRN News. Persecution flares up again in Nigeria.
Muslim extremists have burned down another church in the rest of African nation. This is actually the second time that the Redeemed Christian Church of God has been put to the torch. At least no one was hurt. Muslim terrorists have been killing Christians by the thousands in Nigeria for the last two decades, and the government has been either unable or unwilling to address the problem. Some are calling for international intervention. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In Arizona, the state Supreme Court ruling an information pamphlet for voters can use the phrase unborn human being. That language will be used in a description for a November ballot measure that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution. Arizona Republican House Speaker Ben Thoma, who leads the panel that drafted the language, says it is intended to help voters understand the current law. This is SRN News. Well, some states in the Southwest will continue to live with less water next year from the Colorado River. Keith Peters explains.
It's happening after the U.S. government Thursday announced water cuts preserving the status quo. Long-term challenges remain for the 40 million people reliant on the imperiled river. The Colorado River is a lifeline for the U.S. West and supplies water to cities and farms in northern Mexico as well. Years of overuse combined with rising temperatures and drought have meant less water flows in the Colorado today than in decades past. Keith Peters reporting.
In Wisconsin, a tribal leader as well as a number of conservationists are calling on officials to reject plans to relocate an aging pipeline, warning the threat of a spill could still exist along the new route. More details at SRNnews.com.